Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Gautam Shah, President and CEO of Colfax International. Welcome back to the program, Gautam. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks very much, Allison.
So let's just get started. I know you've been on the program before, but let's get started with the audience on an introduction to Colfax and your role within the industry in terms of delivery of data-centric infrastructure.
So we are a systems integrator in Santa Clara, California. We've been in business now for 32 years, and we have been an Intel partner for, I believe, just as long. And we're absolutely delighted working with Intel and bring the latest innovation that you have to our customers worldwide.
Now, I know that you've also been a very tight collaborator with Intel. You've been partner of the year for 5 years running. So you've been engaged very deeply with us in the data center arena.
Yes, that's correct. I'm also actually on the Intel Channel Board of Advisors. I believe it's already been 10 years since I've been on the board. And that also allows us to work very closely with Intel at all levels. And actually, I'm in the data center subcommittee. So it pretty much aligns very well with our interests and, more importantly, the interests of our customers.
Now, obviously, during that time period, you've seen the data center business for Intel architecture change quite a lot to where we're at today. And this podcast is about the latest introduction of Intel technology based on our data-centric launch earlier this month and delivery of the second generation Xeon scalable processors, along with a number of different technologies to drive data-centric computing. Can you comment on how you've seen that evolution and where you think the industry is today in terms of driving infrastructure that's fueling the globe's businesses?
I was actually fortunate to be present at the launch in San Francisco. And generally, when you announce a next generation of processor, which is drop-in replacement to the existing generation, it is somewhat of a muted affair because, you know, most people don't expect things to radically change. It is incremental improvements in the process architecture and performance and so on and so forth. But this time it was actually a completely different experience. You guys not only did all of that, but literally overwhelmed us with the amount of new products, new innovations, new breakthroughs, new technologies that you delivered, to the extent that we're still digesting everything that was actually announced and launched. So it's an extremely commendable thing from our perspective.
Now, obviously, this technology is not worth anything unless delivered in systems by companies like Colfax. Talk to me about the collaboration between Colfax and Intel to deliver unique platforms on the market. And what particular technologies do you think are uniquely interesting for your customers within this generation of innovations?
A couple of specific things that have been launched with the second generation scalable processors. One is the VNNI instruction set, which brings new machine learning capabilities specifically for inference, which did not exist in the first generation. And as well, the support for Intel Optane DC persistent memory, which is quite revolutionary, if you will. So these now allow us to deliver systems which are a leap forward in the sense that it allows us to solve problems which were not possible before, or at least not possible in a cost-effective way perhaps, or for many customers they were completely out of reach. So now with the Optane DC persistent memory, for example, it allows us to deliver a very compact one-U footprint form factor system with up to 6 terabytes of memory. And to do that previously, you would have to have a complex Xeon E7 system that used to ship many years ago, and those required significant amount of expertise. But now the same technology is available in a standard data center type of one-U system. So that is actually quite a breakthrough from our perspective.
When you look at new trends like AI, high-performance computing, and the convergence with AI, what do you see in the market right now in terms of what customers are seeking that is different than maybe 5 years ago? And how are you addressing that in terms of the solutions you're delivering to market?
The unique thing about the Xeon scalable processor family is that it is a balanced approach in the sense that it allows us to do general purpose computing, high performance computing, machine learning specific workloads, and does it all very well. So essentially, if a customer is making an investment in an Intel machine, the utilization and the return on of investment is actually quite good, because generally Unfortunately, as it's always the case, people are not running one specific workload on a system, which may be possible to run it better using proprietary architecture or using accelerators which are more purpose-built for that purpose. But you also have to take into consideration all the normal workload that you may be running. And so for this reason, the second generation is of particular interest.
What are the things that you think are new capabilities from a software stack perspective in what you're delivering with your infrastructure? And how do you think that's going to shape how customers deploy these solutions in 2019?
So moving forward, as we gain a deeper understanding into the architecture of the Optane DC persistent memory, what is of interest to us is the app direct mode of operation of that architecture. And so we'll be actually investing quite a bit of technical expertise and acquiring new skills so that we can ensure that this is something we can deliver, the value that we can deliver to our customers as to how they can use the software development kit and ensure, if at all it makes sense for those applications, that they can use the app direct mode in the Optane DC persistent memory modules.
Yeah, you talked about the app direct mode. Are there particular solutions in terms of software stacks that you think your customers are most specifically interested in terms of deployment of the configurations featuring Optane DC persistent memory?
So Intel has actually put out several case studies which shows that in-memory databases can derive significant benefit by using this technology. In particular, Intel has put out case studies with Aerospike, Redis, and SAP HANA, for example. So we are looking at it from a little bit more of a broader perspective, saying what are the applications which benefit from the app direct mode and the memory mode and even the mixed use mode. So that's the research we are undertaking at the moment, and we hope to be able to write some case studies and white papers and deliver additional proof points and of applications which can benefit from this technology.
When you look at the DL Boost technology, Gautam, this obviously is aimed at AI inference and acceleration of AI inference. What kind of advantage does that provide in terms of the solutions that you're delivering to your customers? And where do you think it's going to uniquely play out in terms of benefit in the short term?
So CPUs have generally been used for AI inference for a very long time. And actually, most of the inference that actually happens today runs on Intel CPUs. So the second generation processor, by adding specific additional capabilities with the VNNI instruction set, will make that case even stronger and even more compelling that it is today. And so we will certainly do our part to ensure that customers are familiar with this instruction set and educate them as to how to exploit it and how their applications can be programmed to take advantage of these instruction sets so that inference can be done even better than how it is being done right now.
Well, Gautam, how should customers engage with you in terms of learning more about Colfax offerings?
So customers who wish to know more about our offerings can always visit our website, where we will have the widest range of platforms that showcase the capabilities of the second generation Intel Scalable Xeon processors and the Intel Optane DC persistent memory modules.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your partnership, your longstanding relationship with Intel in delivering Intel technology to the marketplace. And thank you so much for being on Chip Chat today, Gautam. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Visit Chip Chat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.